from the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Hi. This is Open Phone Friday. We're going to have fun this morning. Why don't you come in and say hi. Say hello. Say what's happening. Tell us your story on Open Phones. We should probably call it Open Phones and Emails. We get many more emails than we do phone calls because, I don't know. But anyway, it'll work. Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com is the email address. Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. The phone number is 888-663-6386. December 1st. Well, my goodness. My goodness. Hi, what are we going to do here? Do you have some big plans for over the holiday Christmas thing? I don't know what we're going to do here. We're feeling like we'd like to Doodle and I drive up or drive across. So what is it? It looks like it's up on the map. So we always say up to St. Louis and visit with brothers and sisters for a while, maybe around the Christmas time. We'll see how it works out and see what happens. And we'll see. I love that term, we'll see. What's the old line? You want to make God laugh? Tell him your plans. Or tell her your plans. Yep, it's kind of fun just to kind of put out there what you want and give it to God and see what comes up. So much less stress for that way. For me, anyway. And I don't do planning much anymore. You just take it a moment at a time. Yeah, kind of fun like that. 888-663-6386. Come on in. Join us, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. We're going to talk a little bit about CBD oil this morning. Also, my tuning fork experience. My Cryro. I went to the Cryro Ranch and got Cryroed 140 below zero. That was pretty trippy. And, 140. Tell you that story, and also going to give you some ideas how to sit right, because I think we figured out how I caused this, my piriformis, to go spastic again last week. Anyway, I don't know, when was the last time, a year ago? You know me, I don't do time, so I have no idea when it was, but you remember, I was on the floor, and Sharon did the show for a while, a couple shows, I think, didn't she do? Because I just couldn't even function. Wasn't as bad this time, but when I got it all worked out, body work last time, Will Molina, who we've had on the show, he's really very good body worker, just the best I've ever been to, and he gave me some different exercises to work with the psoas and the piriformis, because I do a lot of stretching, so I mean, but you know, somehow I got this kind of little challenge in that area, and the piriformis, and which is a classic sciatica down the back of the leg, and really hurts. I mean, it's just like the worst pain ever. Just beat me, whip me, you know. And that's right. It's just the worst pain. It's crazy. Anyway, but I didn't do the. I only did the exercises for about two weeks after the last time, and then you forget about them because, well, I feel good. There's no problem. And these are, they don't take very long, 5 minutes a day. And it'll probably keep me from ever having this again just by doing them, just keeping those muscles loose, because evidently, whatever, I got piriformis karma that I'm working through, or who knows, you know, you sleep in a certain way or sit in a certain way, but it hit on Thanksgiving, and I've been in quite a bit of pain since then. Didn't do the show Monday because of it, but then we were fine Tuesday and Wednesday and yesterday, and so, yeah, I got a little ice pack on, so it's getting a lot better, moving around every day more and more, but been to Will a couple of times, but he showed me the way I sit, and he showed me how to actually test it, and you can see when you're putting strain, and boy, it's just, I mean, because I sit, you know, quite a bit on this, doing the show and prepping for the show, and then doing emails and, you know, sponsors and website stuff and research for Andy. So I, you know, I'm sitting at this little computer, you know, quite a few hours. And if you're just sitting in a little bit cattywampus way that you don't know about, and you do that for months and months, and it can cause the body to spit up. So it's real important that you pay attention, that we all pay attention to the way we sit when we're sitting. I can give you one little thing you can check today that Will taught me. But it's going to be a challenge because I'm so in the habit of sitting in a certain way where you lean forward, right? Just lean forward just 2 or 3 inches towards your computer screen, which probably most of us do. It's just a natural tendency to read something or hear something. You move forward and you can tighten up these certain muscles. And I'll show you where these muscles are so you can kind of test it while you're sitting there this morning. And it might stop you from having some problems down the road. It makes sense though, right? I mean, you know, it makes sense. We didn't sit around and look at computers for millions of years. Okay, gotta get a drink here. I don't know how long humanoids as we know it have been around, but I suspect it's a whole lot longer than they, quote unquote, tell us, because they, quote unquote, don't know. They just, you know, dig stuff up and say, well, that's it. And, you know, nobody knows. Well, everybody knows, according to Leonard Cohen. So we all do know at some deep level, but it doesn't matter. It's just been a long time. And frankly, I think we humans were in trees for a long time. Just because the guys down below were eating us. I'm not going down there. And I think that's where the whole inclined bed therapy thing, why it kind of works. So I think we actually lived in the trees, and we sat in the you know, the tree thing, if you picture the two branches, we sat there and we slept sitting up. That's my hypothesis, my current theory. And then we were, but I think we were separate from the apes and all that. I think it's a different species altogether. We came in this state of consciousness. Now, the apes are soul too. The animals are soul too, of course. But we souls that came into human bodies have a hypothetically higher state of awareness than the animals do, where we know what we know and they just know. But looking at humanity these days, sometimes you wonder. I suspect maybe the porpoises or the dolphins know that they know, and they're just not talking. 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. We see some of the things animals do, and incredibly intuitive and intelligent, whether or not any of other than human species actually say, I am a dog, I know I'm a dog, and you know, that kind of thing. I don't suspect, but I don't know. Could be. Who knows? Like I say, they're not talking. Maybe the dolphins. 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. So So first, a little miracle. These I love miracles that I want to tell you about. And it's really fun to experiment. You know, as you know, if you listen here, I experiment a lot with my life in the way of, you know, different foods and different exercises and different stuff like that. And I'm always experimenting. It's just fun and experimenting how long keep the body and do I need to keep the body? Can I keep the body for a long time? And what am I going to do if I do? And, you know, just those kinds of questions. Very, to me, they're very deep and sacred questions, and I'm going to find out. And the only way you can find out really for sure is to experiment and to try and do it yourself and look and see what's going on in the other realities and look and see what's going on here and then work your way through it. And you can't find the answers through books or talking to anybody else because unless you find somebody that's been there, done that, and then you can take their advice, right? You know, I have teachers that have kept their body for a long time. 600 years, 1,000 years, have a body. Now, they don't just come out and sit you down and say, well, here's what you do and get on a whiteboard. That's not the way it works. Because if somebody told you, even if it was a teacher that manifested in the physical body and they have done that, or you go there in the other realities. Now, I'm not saying that's not possible. People have done that and they've gained a lot of knowledge. But generally, teachers just don't dump it all out on you and say, this is the way it is, because it's just too much information and we wouldn't really get it the way that when we get it aha moment at a time. That makes sense, right? A little bit at a time, aha. Just like a child growing up, they get a little bit at a time. Ooh, oops, I can walk. And if I do that, I fall down. And that's how they learn how to walk. If you just took a kid and got a whiteboard and taught him how to walk on a whiteboard, I mean, good luck with that. The only way they're going to learn how to walk is to try and to do it. And it's like that with everything as soul. We need to experience it and to try it and to say, oops, yeah, okay. Or oops, yeah, maybe not. I eat asparagus. Does that. Then you can even go deeper. Well, why does asparagus do that? Maybe there's something else. Maybe I want to eat asparagus, but I can figure out how to eat it. You know, I mean, you could take it as far as you want, or maybe, I don't know, you know, maybe you want to live on air or God or try that. So the world is our oyster. It just depends on what we want to do and what we want to experience and what our karma is and, you know, what our view is on our relationship with God and how that all works in and or not. You don't even have to think about it. And most people don't think about any of this stuff that I'm talking about, and they just go through their life, and that's fine too, because that's what they're going to do this lifetime. There's nothing wrong with that. And they're getting just the experience that they need, no matter what. Now, we can look back and say, well, they're just not. They're, you know, they're on drugs and eating Cheetos and drinking beer and go to football games. I mean, come on, what's up with that? Well, they're just doing their thing in the same way that you and I are. They all have their challenges and their issues and their ups and their downs and their spiritual experiences and their miracles in their life, and they have it too. The beautiful thing is that once we become more and more aware of bigger picture stuff, we have a lot more options. Just a lot more options. Then nothing wrong with Fritos and corn chips and beer and football games, nothing wrong with it. But, you know, there may be an option that you'd rather do something else than that, or you'd rather do something else to go out and drinking. Or whatever. There's just other options. You maybe would want to watch Downton Abbey rather than, you know, guys getting their head cut off for something movies. So there's just a lot of choices, and it's all choice. It's spiritual principles are that we have free will to just kind of choose what we want to do. Every moment in our life, we have the unique ability to focus on whatever we want, whatever we want. Could be a past event, don't recommend a future event, don't recommend that. What I recommend is staying right here and right here and seeing what's going on and staying right here and just staying awake. We were talking to Bridget yesterday and she's on this really interesting bodywork thing, Anat Banyeli, something like that. And I'm gonna ask her. I've asked her to teach me some of it, because I can tell through her process that spiritually she really gets it, and she has incorporated this idea. When Bridget tried to teach me a little bit of it last time I had that whole sciatic thing. She was on Skype trying to help me get well. So I'm going to learn some of it. I lost my train of thought there, where I was going there. It'll come back. Okay, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. So, experimenting. Yeah, so people, you know, everybody's doing, you know, what they want to do and what they can do. And that's why Jesus taught love our neighbor as ourselves, and to just love everybody just the way they are and not try to change them. And that includes mom and dad and brothers and sisters. And that's always a big one too, because brothers and sisters are always trying to do something, you know, or their mom, right? And after a while, we figure out that it's, no, we're not going to do that. We're just going to let mom and dad be and Uncle George be. And if you want to go hang out with them, that's fine. And you'll be fine, you know. That's right. They may not eat just the right kind of food that we think is right. But guess what? It's right for them. So let them revel in their chocolate sundaes and whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because it's just all God. Last time I checked. So. Just babbling on here. Open phone Friday, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. patrick@oneradionetwork.com. So a little miracle yesterday. These are beautiful things. And so where I was going when I got off on it, see how it comes back. Part of my spiritual exercises in this lifetime, especially the last four or five years since I've been doing this show, or even longer, probably 10, a long time. Anyway, is to just do everything I can to pay attention every moment, to really look and see what's going on. Because as I was just saying, that's the only way we really do understand what life is, how it works, who we are, why we're here, where we came from, all of the fun, you know, the fun questions in life, why we're here. The only way we really can learn those is to look and to see how it all is. Or some people read books and start a religion, and then they tell them how it all is, and they just believe that. And that's one way, but we don't recommend that because, one of the big reasons we don't recommend it is because it's probably not true, most likely. So you don't want to just believe something that's not true. And then and then if you just believe something, well, then it doesn't matter anyway, because you just believe it and it's in the mental realm, and it's not really kind of deep in your DNA, you know what I mean? Kind of deep in there as soul, you just don't really know it. So that's why we want to. And the more you pay attention, the more you see how spirit just working through and really doing things, just so fun. You know, one of the concepts we've talked about here on the show that I've learned over many years is that divine spirit, which is called, spirit, Holy Ghost, the Comforter, Chi, Prana, Anakankar, we call it the Ak, but it's all the same thing. It's spirit. And spirit is in everything, the birds and the trees and the bumblebees and everything, and you and I. It's what we're made out of, and it's what everything is made out of. And we humans, we manifest things in physical reality by what we believe is true. So we believe we have a body, and we believe we are, this body is real. And that's the only reason it's even as solid as it is because we believe it is solid, but it's really not. As the quantum physicists tell you, the body is not solid. There is nothing solid here. It's all moving. It's just a faster or a slower, whichever way you want to put it, vibration that it is somewhere else. And it's my understanding and experience that as we move up on the different planes from physical, astral, causal, mental, etheric, and soul plane, that the vibrations just get finer and finer and finer and finer, which it just makes sense. It just makes sense. So whatever we believe throughout the day, including that we that this body is real and solid and something can hurt the body, which is how often have we talked about that? If we believe that something can hurt the body, well, then it can. It can't really hurt the body unless we believe it. It's just the way it works. And if we believe we are the body, and you know, just as most people do, well, then we're just kind of stuck in that body, and we are it, and everything that goes through our state of consciousness thus affects the body, because most souls, God love them, they really think they are the body. And so any hope or fear or angst or worry appears in their body immediately, which you can look at most of humanity and most of them, you can just see it in their face, right? They have a lot of just kind of stuff they're holding on to because they don't understand how it works. But as we become more aware of how it works, then the only thing that really sticks into our body is what we believe to be true. And after a while, you can get to the point where you don't believe anything is true except your soul and reincarnation and karma. And after that, you don't have to believe anything. And not a whole lot sticks in the body because there's nothing to stick. Does that make sense? And I think that's the whole process behind aging. People are doing all these, that's great. People are doing all these, and somebody just sent me a 7-part thing of longevity anti-aging conference, you know, and these things are all interesting, but there's a step above all of this stuff that's out there. But I think the ideas that I give you right here are above all that stuff that's out there. I know it is, but you know, I don't want to sound like I know what I'm talking about, but I've been looking at this for a lot of years, this lifetime. And you can see how it works. You don't have to read in a book or have to tell somebody else. You just see how it works. And it's just not that big a deal. It gets to the point of, yeah, well, that's how it works. And that's a fun place to be because it all takes a lot of the stress off of it. So here we are. It is December 1st. Come on in, join the show with ideas, comments, saying, yeah, but our... anything that you want to talk about with your particular health thing. We have a lot of things to talk about this morning. CBD oil is one of them. The tuning fork experience, the cryo experience. Oh, the miracle, going to get to the miracle and the hot water heater, how to sit right, and a lot of stuff. So stick around, 888-663-6386 if you'd like to be on the show. Patrick@oneradionetwork.com is the email address, first day of December. We're talking with Daniel Vitalis of Sir Thrival. Is there a benefit to using the elk velvet antler and the pine pollen together?
Yeah, they really enhance each other's effect, and they don't have any contraindications. So both of them nourish and feed anabolic pathways, but in different ways. The pine pollen adds direct testosterone and other anabolic hormones into the body. The elk antler helps to fine-tune the metabolism and feeds in all that connective tissue enhancing collagen that helps to feed and build up the body at the same time it helps to increase lean body mass. The two together would be your optimal nature-based formula for both bodybuilding, for youthening, for anti-aging, and for anybody who's looking to keep their body in a youthful, anabolic, vigorous, and elastic state.
And we like elastic, a vigorous state like that. It's a great, good commercial, Daniel, and that's the pine pollen, the elk velvet antler. Get yourself a couple bottles and have them around for the holidays. You're going to be stretched a lot during that. You know, you will be stretched during the holidays because of whatever, going to grandmama's house and visitors and having fun and going to parties and eating you know, different foods, which is fun. And it'll be good to keep yourself as strong as you can. And this will help do that if you'd like to try it. You can get both bottles and on any SirThrival link. And then you can also then drink your pee after you start it too. And then all the stuff and all the hormones that the picks up circulates it. And well, I just thought I'd throw that in. Previously, with a longtime friend, Phil Wilson, the exclusive distributor of the Relax Far Infrared Sauna.
I've been sweating and promoting the benefits of saunas and sweating for 16 years now. Can you believe it?
Wow, 16 years. Regularly that long?
20 minutes a day for about 15 years now.
6 months ago, man, I started doing it every day, and I don't think I've missed a day. How this has improved my life, I mean, I can't tell you. It's pretty amazing. I tell you what, I feel better and better. What's going on?
Well, the proof is definitely in the pudding. And if a person would go to YouTube and search for Relax Sauna Testimonials, they'll get 650 testimonies on what the Relax Sauna has done for different individuals, from feeling better to getting rid of extreme pain to getting rid of neuropathy to just helping a person feel more calm, alert, relaxed, tuned in, and everything else.
And everything else. These are really lovely units, extremely low EMFs. Email me, Patrick, at oneradionetwork.com, and I'll give you a deal on this sauna. We also have an option to get a relaxed heat lamp, but we'll work it out together. Email me, Patrick, at oneradionetwork.com. We can do the deal for both the heat lamp and the sauna at $1,195. The sauna at $995 delivered, continental U.S. That's a great deal, really, $200 off. That we can't even put that in writing, but I can say it on the air, Phil says, because I just, you know, we both make less. That's the deal we did. And, or you could just get the lamp. I think it's a couple $100 to deliver it. And these lamps are very, very nice too. So that's the story on the sauna to date. And just email me and we'll work it out. Patrick at oneradionetwork.com.
Know the source. One Radio Network.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you
is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com.
Okay, Linda. We love you, Linda. December 1st, 2017. Last I heard, she was, Linda Ronstadt was in Phoenix. And I think she adopted a whole bunch of kids. And, I think she's experiencing Parkinson things, and she's not singing anymore. Someday I'm going to put a lot of energy into and finding her and see if she'll come on the radio show. What a great. She remember that she was Linda Ronstadt in the Stone Ponies and years ago. And a lot of big hit records. Great voice. Wow. Okay, 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at oneradionetwork.com. Oh, so many fun little emails here. I'm going to tell you, oh, the miracle. Oh, forgot about the miracle. Okay, so this is kind of fun. So I think it was Wednesday. Wednesday, after supper, I was went to wash dishes and at the sink downstairs, and no hot water. So that happens every now and then. I have an on-demand water heater in the closet up here by the studio that we put in years ago because we're on rainwater, and it's a nice way to. It's a nice on-demand thing. It's pretty cool, and it's really lasted forever, 20 years, which is a long time for an on-demand heater, and they're really expensive. But ours lasted a long time because it has lasted this long because of the rainwater. There's no minerals in the water, so there's really nothing to gunk up these machines. That's another benefit of rainwater. Your hot water heaters last forever because there's no minerals in the water. Right, a TDS meter of 7. So anyway, for the last couple of years, or 3 years, this pilot light would go off now and then. And, you know, it would just go off now and then. And then you just go up and relight it. So that wasn't a big deal. And then the last, year, every now and then, it just wouldn't come out hot. You know, it would be on, but it wouldn't come out hot. So you banged on a little bit, just like the old days with the radiator. Because it's just like a radiator. You're just heating water through these hot, you know, tubes with the big fire underneath it. We have propane. So so I go up there, and oh my goodness, it not only was it not heating and the pilot light out, but it was dripping water down underneath it onto some of our One Radio Network t-shirts, which were sitting in the closet underneath there. Oh, and it had been dripping for probably a long time that I didn't hear it because it was dripping on the shirts. I didn't see it. I don't go in that closet much. And so these shirts are moldy. And I mean, you know, they ruin the shirts. And so if they got moldy, they had to be in there a while. So I said, well, this is a dead soldier. I'm just, no way can you repair this thing. This is 20 years old. So I just turned it off and said, okay, I didn't do dishes. And I made a conscious decision at that point that I wasn't going to think about it until, I don't know, in the morning and, you know, figure something out. And I didn't. I didn't give it not one breath of a thought in between that time when I said that. And that's, it's really kind of it's a very powerful thing when you just kind of give it to God and say, well, I guess morning will be here soon enough and we'll figure it out. So when morning came, I said, oh, yeah, okay, let's see if we can get this something going. So I called a friend of mine who had recently purchased a couple of these on-demand water heaters to replace. And I just called him to say, I asked him what kind did he get and how much did it cost and was it a good one? And if it was, where could I get one? And also if he knew of a plumber, because I just, you know, a good plumber. And So I call him. This is before the show, I guess, Thursday morning. Yeah, I got Thursday morning. Is that yesterday morning? Wow. Yeah, yesterday morning. And he said, yeah, I got two. I can sell you one of mine because I only put one in. So you got one. And here's the name of a plumber. And he's really good. Turns out that he was here at my place about a year ago. And I didn't think about this fellow, but he's really cool. So I said, okay, well, I got a water heater. Don't have to worry about that. So I called the plumber's office, and the lady answers, and told her what I had, and she said, well, we just have a cancellation for this afternoon. Afternoon. Does any time afternoon work for you? Well, I get off the air around 11 or 12. Yeah, thank you very much. That'd be good. And I have a water heater, so we're good. You don't have to, you know, because you might have to order one or something. Or she said, we get a lot of them locally, but sometimes we have to order them. Well, we'll just have to see what you need. So I said, wow, this is great. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that, right? The whole thing was solved in 10 minutes, except for paying for it. But thankfully, the money's there. It's just amazing how that works, too. So I'm good. So right after the show, this fellow calls and said, oh, I found out I cannot sell this because it was dedicated to something else that I didn't know about. So I can't sell the thing. I go, oh my goodness, this guy's coming around noon. Okay, call the plumber guy, girl, and she said, well, take a picture of the one that you got. So no batteries in the so I had to juice up the batteries a little bit in my little camera. I said, okay. So 10 minutes later, I take a few pictures, send them to her. She said, well, it's really interesting. You have a very peculiar setup, and it's a good thing that you didn't have one already, because the one that you were going to buy probably is not going to work anyway, because you know, they have vents on them and they have to drain a certain way, and they got to fit. You got to get the exactly one that'll fit in there properly and the right size too for the home that you have, because I don't even know what the size this one was going to be. I don't know. You don't need a huge one, just Doodle and I and whatever, maybe a couple kids. What did I say that anyway? So he said, well, I just need to come out and take a look. So he comes out and takes a look. Yeah, I said, I know one that'll fit in here and I can get him in South Austin, no problem. So he comes out yesterday and he's got about half of it done. And he's going to finish up after this morning. We'll have hot water. So it's been a very, no stress to it. It's just been great. He's cool. So the point of it is, the beautiful thing was, is that it always worked out for me. The proper plumber, the proper water heater, and even though so Spirit knew that this one that I was offered wasn't going to be the right one. So this is how Spirit works, that we couldn't figure this out if we tried. You couldn't figure this out. The biggest supercomputer couldn't figure it out, because everybody, how do I say this? This is what's so wonderful about it. Everybody is acting on free will. So this person who told me I could have it, but then figured out that it was dedicated for something else, so he couldn't have offered it to me in the first place, but didn't know that, right? He did that by free will. So nobody was pushing anybody around, but it was all synced up. So Spirit knew that that one wasn't going to work. So at the same time, Spirit then knew that the person couldn't do it because he made a mistake, because it was dedicated for something else, and then the plumber was given, and then so it's almost like it all happens in the now, and everybody is making their own decision. I know this is getting a little geeky, but I can see it. Their own decision at the same time, free will, without coercing anybody into doing anything. The magic happens because Divine Spirit wants this to be the very best experience for Patrick and for everybody else. But I'm the one that had a challenge and needed to manifest something in physical reality, not the other people. The plumber didn't. My friend didn't. I'm the one that had to move forward, to make the call, right, to put it in motion. And so Spirit, as long as I trusted it and didn't worry and didn't chew about it, you know, how am I going to do this? When am I going to get a plumber? You know, kind of things we used to do. And you could spend 20 minutes on that. And then when you do that, well, then none of this works, because we're creating chaos rather than allowing Spirit to come in and make everything perfect. Does that make sense? So, yeah. So most of us in the past, the thing would have went out, the water heater, and then we would have thought about it and, oh my God, do I have enough money? Let me check. And where am I going to get a plumber and start Googling around for a plumber? And then who knows what you're going to find? And it works that way. Well, it doesn't work that way. But that's the way that most people do it. And that's why, you know, the plumber doesn't show up sometimes, or it's not the right plumber, or you got the wrong thing. It costs more than you wanted. You didn't make a good choice. Oh, planet Earth stuff, right? And pretty much what goes on out there in the world. But I'm seeing, and you're seeing if you're hearing this, is that it doesn't have to be like that. The more and more we trust that Spirit wants to do everything the best for us, just the best plumber, at the best price, just on my time, and without stress, without, you know, you can live without water for 24 hours. Not a big deal. That's what Spirit wants for us. And that's what it's made out of. And it can't do anything else. It just can't do. This is what's so fascinating. It just can't do anything negative. It's not possible because it's just not in its DNA. Divine Spirit's DNA is everything that we can think about that is beautiful. Beautiful. Beauty's one. Balance. Ethics, proportion, abundance, love, compassion, right? All these things, that is what Spirit is made out of. That's its essence. That's it's how God manifests here in the physical plane. And it wants to manifest more and more of all of this good stuff. That's why all this New Age abundance stuff that we learned about in the 60s, you know, we had the right idea. But we didn't have this information back then, because we were out there trying to create abundance. Where the only way to create abundance is to be abundant, because there is no future time when you're going to get abundance. You either get it right now or it doesn't come, because there's just now. That's it. There is no tomorrow. But that's what Spirit wants to do. So, you know, what I encourage you to think about, the more and more that you and I can trust this, and when the hot water heater goes, or the car breaks down, or the roof leaks, or whatever karmic thing or your piriformis goes out, or whatever, right? Whatever. We have the tools to balance it out easily and quickly, more and more easily every time, as long as we allow Spirit to work its magic. It doesn't mean we don't have to make the phone call like I did. And if I would have just sat there and looked at that old water heater, Spirit is not going to come in and fix it. It doesn't work like that, right? You know, maybe once you get evolved enough, you can just twinkle your nose like Bewitched and it does. And probably that's possible. But we're not at that level right now. I'm not. So you make the call, and the piriformis thing, maybe it's got to do a little body work here, because this is the thing to do. Or maybe try this and do some stretches, and we work with it on the physical. But at the end of the day, what's really happening is, on the spiritual level, we are letting go of some emotion or some trauma, some whatever, you know, some untrapped emotion. So it is a spiritual experience, whatever it all is, right? It all is. The broken water heaters are karma. The physical things only last so long if you're met by man. With anything that's made by man, it's only going to last so long, and at some time it's just going to wear out. Thankfully, the body's not like that, because it's not made by man. It's made by Spirit. It's an interesting idea, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, itself, the physical properties, I guess the scientists can crunch it up and all that and look at it and say it's carbon and all this stuff, but it's really Divine Spirit manifesting, in stuff. Stuff, minerals, and stuff like that. From dust we come. You know, that's why the Bible's a little bit off on that. They talk about from dust we are and dust we will return, because not really, that's just the body and that's not us. wonder why the Bible said it like that.
My friend was down in Los Angeles recently, and he brought up some pure sulfur.
We just ordered some from you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I was just looking at it, and I was like, wow, you know, this stuff really is totally different. So I put a tablespoon in my mouth and just chugged it with water, and wow.
Yeah, thanks. A lot of people get that wow thing. I felt something first time I took it about 3 years ago, and we've been promoting this pure organic sulfur ever since. 2-pound orders, 3 different prices, United States, Canada, worldwide, and you can click an order right now on the front page right here, oneradionetwork.com.
Hello, Laura, love. What are you doing there, then?
I'm burying my goldfish.
Oh, dear, what a shame. Still, it's only a goldfish, I suppose, isn't it? But why are you digging such a big hole, you silly thing?
Because it's inside your f***ing cat.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better, my joints feel better, I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
You can click on the One World Way banner ad right here on OneRadioNetwork.com. That's OneRadioNetwork.com.
That morning when I canceled with Stephen on Monday, when I had so much kind of pain in my piriformis, I was telling him about it. He said, oh, just really do a lot of Synergy One and it'll help you heal, because it's that magical kind of, you know, growth factor thing. I said, oh, man, I'm just totally out of it. I'll have to order some. So he said, oh, don't worry about it. I'm just going to send you some. So he said, I'll send you a couple other goodies. So it's going to arrive today, a little care package from Stephen. He's really a sweet guy. And I was kind of, you know, lots of pain stuff and didn't even want to do the show on Monday. Anyway, you know, I want to remind you, and I'm going to ask Sharon if she'll make up a nice little ad for this, is as you begin to start to do some holiday shopping, if you would see our Amazon ad on the front page, you see it there? It's right above the sauna, If you go on there, click on that, and then bookmark that page. You know how to do the bookmark thing and put that in your browser. So whenever you shop at Amazon, especially during these holidays, if you would go through our website, you'll keep your same login, everything change. And it just, you know, it's smart. It just knows it's us when you click on it. And anytime you purchase anything, we get a commission. Now, isn't that cool? Thank you, Jeff Bezos, very much. So, yeah, if you're going to do a lot of shopping on Amazon and hook up One Radio Network and we have unexpected expenses like you guys do. Your roof goes and your car cracks and whatever. You got to go to the doctor or something like that. And this water heater thing was an unexpected thing around the holidays. But we could use the commissions if you just do that. That'd be cool. Just kind of click on there. The Amazon link on our front page, and then anytime you shop there forever, it'll give us a little cut of the action. It's a nice way to support One Radio Network, and we appreciate it.
Know the source.
The source.
OneRadioNetwork.com.
You are greater than the universe. You are bright.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
That's funny. I didn't play a lot of that right now because I'm going to play it at the end of the show, because that was the song I picked for today, and I played that by mistake, so don't hear that. I'm just kidding. December 1st, 2017. Don't listen to it. 2017. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. Live radio. My goodness. So what's going on? I want to talk to you. Don't be shy here this morning. There's lots of you listening. Come on. You can do it. 888-663-6386. I did have one box of shirts that I didn't get wet, so I have some One Radio Network t-shirts. If you want one, call me. I'll give you one. I'll give you one. We'll send you one. Thanks to Scott and Monica. I get a little email from them with their picture. They're cool. They're traveling around the country. They're just great, great people. I met them several times. Scott and Monica. Scott makes the t-shirts, or used to anyway. So that's my miracle story for the hot water heater. And so the takeaway, really, it's not very complicated. People want to know how to manifest things, and you know, they've written books about it in seminars, and it's just not as complicated as all of that. I just went through the whole process in the last 20 minutes, and really, trust me, that's all the information you need. And just, you know, figure it out for yourself. And then, because you'll figure it out how it works more and more. And that doesn't mean everything is going to be totally peace, love, and hippie beats forever. We do have karma stuff that we continue to deal with. And sometimes your teacher, your guardian angel, whatever you want to call him or her or it, you know, let's be politically correct. Him, her, or it, is that... we'll just put little challenges into our life simply because it's a good way to learn. And so that would be, even though we didn't create it specifically, it would be a way that's how we learn. That's how we learn, is to get these little bumps in the road and say, whoopsie, you. That's how we learn, and that's why we're here. So as our awareness of this increases, sometimes the challenge is increased, and it means that we just have the wherewithal to balance out the bigger challenges. So we never get more than what we can deal with, which is pretty beautiful concept in itself, isn't it? December 1st, 2017. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. Patrick Timpone. Mark Circus is going to be here next week. Boy, that's fun. We haven't talked to Mark Circus in forever, and I don't even know how I thought about him. I think it's been 5 years. I'll have to look the last time we talked to him. But he's in somewhere in Brazil, and he's a cool guy. He's into a lot of things. I think we'll be on a couple hours with him. He's into hydrogen and iodine and all kinds of stuff. He's really quite fun. Ooh, need to get some more people for next Thursday. Now sans Sharon, you know, the word sans, without Sharon helping full time. I do all the booking myself of all the guests, and boy, it's a lot of stuff. You don't know, sometimes you don't know how much. No, I always did appreciate her and Lynn's help, and it just worked out that we needed to do it this way, and Sharon was ready to MoveOn.org anyway, as you know. So it just kind of worked out. But it's been helpful with all the extra stuff I've had personally, financial stuff. It's really been helpful to try to do it more and more myself, even though not giving me as good a service as when Sharon and Lynn were around, but that's just the way it is right now. Do what we can. Piriformis, Adam says, hi, Adam, is the circulation sex meridian. Yeah, I got that when working with this. Very interesting. It's right down there. Stretching will worsen the piriformis syndrome. Yeah, I suspect most stretching will, because you can be pinching the nerve itself. But I think there are some stretches, Adam, that you can do if you're very careful that actually makes it better. But in general, I agree that stretching can worsen it, because most people just stretch without knowing where it is and where that muscle is and where it's pinching, and you can be actually making it worse. I agree. And he says, do hip thrusts. What are hip thrusts? Like, I don't know what those are. Tell me what hip thrusts are. Like hula hoop thing? Hula hoop thing? So this is a cool thing that my bodywork fellow, Will Molina, taught me a couple days ago. I've done two three-hour sessions with Will since this thing hit last Thanksgiving. And boy, it's just, he's amazing. And it's pretty interesting how the body is just so massively connected. And I've been kind of digging at a real deep-seated trigger point in my neck that I've had around for about 40 years this lifetime. I remember when I first felt it was in 1980. Isn't that crazy? 90, 2000, 2010, 2000, almost 40 years. So we're going to get at that, and that's all tied into this too. Because if you just have one kind of karmic spot, it can make other parts, other muscles more vulnerable, because everything is connected, of course. So this thing that I'm going through now with the piriformis is just something in my life that you don't have to do it anymore. You just work through it, and you can figure out how to just have nothing going on in your muscles whatsoever. And then if you can do it, just don't stuff anymore, and you can do it. Pretty cool. Spend more time doing something else. Let's see. Hip thrust equal love thrust. Oh, I see. A love thrust, just like that. I see. Or dumbbell frog pumps. Or do dumbbell frog pumps. Tell me about those. Dumbbell. I got dumbbells. Frog pumps. Yeah, teach me how to do that. I'll do that. Love thrust. I see. Yeah. I see. Well, when you're a single guy, you know, it's, you know, sometimes it happens. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Oh, I remember the day when we used to just kind of go out at night and, yep, and all that, that kind of, those kind of relationships. And, you know, they were wonderful and great and warm and romantic and fun and exciting, and it's just not. Not what I'm interested in these days. Hi, Patrick. Great show with Dr. Ellie. I've learned so much from her. I can hardly believe she's had such a hard, long time getting her message out. Yeah, thanks to you for having her on, and I'm going to try her program. Oh, so where in the Austin area do you find raw heavy cream? Would love to get some of those. Oh, because we were talking about, Dr. Ellie actually talked about when you put cream in there and just ate cream, or actually wash your mouth out with cream, is one of the only pure, perfect things that kept the microbiome in shape without, you know, even without the xylitol. Isn't that interesting? I wonder how she figured that out. Yeah, raw cream is the bomb, boy. It's like, man. Yeah, there's some places around. You can go into realmilk.com or rawmilk.com, or just put in there raw milk or raw cream in Cincinnati or Omaha, and you'd be surprised. You'll find different sources. It may be 20, 30, 40 miles away or something like that, but you'd be surprised. You can find some places. And those places that don't allow you to do that because the gov's looking out for you. You know that is. They have different clubs where you can sign up, and once you become a club member, then they get away with selling this stuff. And it's a shame they have to go through all these hoops to do it. But I know that's what Amos Miller does. We bought some cream from him, and he gives you a little thing to sign, and you join up in a little club. Then you're part of the club, and then the government doesn't mess with you. Paying to Caesar? What is Caesar's, huh? I guess.